Amen. Just been responding so well. Amen. And haven't had any great calamities take place. And I think everybody's still friends. I don't think we've made any big enemies or little enemies anything bad's happened. Amen. Since Brother Garrison straightened us out the other night. Praise the Lord. He had to do that. I understand that. Amen. God is good. We're having a good time, aren't we? Amen. You gotta bear with me tonight. My voice is it's about to leave, but we want to obey the Lord tonight. But before I do, I gotta tell you something. Something happened to me last night. I was thirsty during the altar service. I got real thirsty, and I asked. Brother Trent Marquis, is that who I asked? Where you at, buddy? Where's Trent at, Marquis? Where's he at? He back there. I said, man, the altar service was going really good. I need you to do it for me again tonight, but I'm gonna tell you what I need. I said, I need something to drink. And he stood there. He looked at me. He goes, he got the exclamation point on top of his head. You know, I know what to do. Stars started shining and light came on, and he took off running out, and I was sitting here at the altar, and you guys were getting in so good. About 5 minutes later, I told him I wanted some water. About 5 minutes later, he comes in with a Dr. Pepper can. Hey, amen. It's opened up, and it's got water down inside of it. And I looked up at him. He said, "That's okay. I washed it out." Hey, man. He did a great job. Amen. Get me a fresh can of Dr. Pepper water. Amen. I drank it down for the Lord. Tonight, Brother Trent, if I ask him or anybody, please go all the way to the concession stand. Amen. And ask them for a bottle of water. Amen. No, I appreciate that. I had to share that with you. Amen. I had to share that with you. I appreciate these young people. Amen. I see the Lord working in your lives. Amen. I see the Lord moving. Amen. I appreciate the way you're responding to the altar services and just, amen, just to the way camp has been going. Amen. I pray that tonight I can be of help to you. I don't have much for props. I'd have asked Brother Larry to get something for me in a little while if I can remember to tell him to get it. Amen. But I do have something I'd like to share with you young people. But I got to get you to promise me something. Is all the young people here tonight? Are you here tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord, guys. You may have on pink, but I want you to act like you got on blue tonight. Amen. Amen. Girls, I need you to stay with me. Stay awake. Amen. And let the Lord do something in your life. It's so good to be here. So good to see Brother Lauren Hoover and Shirley. I'm glad they come here tonight. They've come here many years. You know them well. Larry's brother, and good to have them. Brother Mills' daughter, and it's good to see Gary and Tammy Lamb. We spent a few years with them in church. Amen. When we lived here in the valley, and it's just good to be here among these friends that we've had over the years, and it's just good to be part of the great big Christian family. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Well, let's turn in our Bibles tonight to the book of 1 Samuel. To the book of 1 Samuel. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Amen. You're going to be very, very familiar with this story. You're going to know this story. You've heard this story preached many, many times. So since you know it, you ought to be able to get right in with me, right? Amen. There's nothing new under the sun, especially in this story. If you've been to very many youth camps, you've heard this story many times. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 17. I want you to mind you here tonight. Amen. This is something I want to, when I start reading this tonight, I want us to get out of the Sunday school room and realize that we're in youth camp tonight. Amen. Verse 4. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Verse 9. If he be able to fight with me and kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistines said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Verse 44. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beast of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee unto mine hand, and I will smite thee, take thine head from thee, and will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Verse 50. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Hallelujah. I want you to pray with me tonight. Hallelujah. Father, I ask you that you would help me tonight. God, that you'd help us, God, to have a clear mind, to be led by the Holy Ghost. God, I give you every page of note that I have before me. God, I give you every thought that I have. I give you this whole sermon in this moment in time that we are together with these young people. I ask God that you would anoint, God, that you would anoint their hearts, that they would listen and hear and respond, God. Let faith arise, God. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let these young people know that though the mountain, the enemy of size large against them, let them know, God, that by faith in you, they can take that on, Lord, and be conquerors, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and everybody says amen. Brother Larry, I'm going to go ahead and ask you to bring that out for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is this thing childproof? No. Praise the Lord. Here we have a story that many of you know, but before... Amen. We get into that story. Amen. I want to talk to you about the chapter before, chapter 17 in the book of Samuel. Chapter 16 in verse 6, we find that Samuel, amen, has been told by the Lord to go anoint a new king for Israel. Saul has been rejected by the Lord, amen, and God is wanting another king. He tells Samuel, amen, to go to Bethlehem, amen, and find a king, amen, find someone else, amen, that he can anoint for the Lord. And Samuel goes, amen, and he finds Jesse. He finds Jesse there, a man that has some boys there that could be candidates to be the next king of Israel. Amen. And Samuel's there with a horn of oil. Amen. To anoint him. Amen. To be the next king. That's fine, brother. Amen. He's there with that horn of oil to anoint him. And Samuel has Jesse bring the boys before this great man of God that he might pour that oil upon them, amen, and bring them into kingship for all God's people, amen. So Jesse brings on the scene before him Eliab, amen. Eliab is surely the Lord's anointed, amen. But when he brings him before him, he's big, he's broad, amen. He's weathered, he's aged. He looks like he could be a great leader. They're comparing him to the size of Saul, amen. I mean, Saul is large. This guy might not be as large, but he'd be a great king. And the Lord refuses Eliab, amen. And then they bring Abinadab before Samuel, and when Samuel looks at Abinadab, the Lord moves upon Samuel, amen. He says, neither hath the Lord chosen Abinadab. And then they bring Sheba, amen, before Samuel, and Sheba is rejected by God, amen. And Samuel inspects 7 young men to be the king. He goes through all of those. He knows he's at the right family. He knows he's behind the right threshold. He knows that he's setting upon the right property. He knows it is God's will to anoint a king, but no king is there to be found. Amen. And Samuel says to Jesse, are these here all of thy children? I have inspected every one of them, and God has said no to all of these. Amen. But Jesse says, there is yet another. Amen. He's in the field. Amen. He's out in the field and he's shepherding the sheep. Amen. The responsibility upon him is to take care of the sheep. Amen. He said, bring him in. Amen. He bring that young boy before that mighty prophet of God. Amen. He stands there with the anointing of God upon him. He raises up that horn of oil upon over that lad. Amen. He pours that out over him. Amen. And that little boy becomes the inaugurated king of Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. God chose that boy to be the next king of Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He was just a young boy. Amen. One day when he was born. Amen. I can see him. Amen. He's sitting on his mama's lap. Amen. I'm sure when he was young, he'd cry. Amen. He'd poop his diaper. Amen. He'd slobber on mama's shoulder. Amen. I'm sure he had all the characteristics of a baby. I'm sure of that. Amen. I'm sure he needed assistance. Amen. She had to burp him, pat him on the back. Amen. But one day, David decided as a baby boy, he said, I'm tired of this. Amen. I think I'm going to grow up. Amen. I think I'm ready to start feeding myself. He picked up a spoon. He said, I'm going to rake in that food myself. He took a spoon on that plate. I'm pretty good at this. I'm going to feed myself. Amen. And one day he decided, I'm tired of crawling around on my knees. Amen. Everybody else around me is walking. Amen. I decide I'm going to stand up and take some steps of my own. Just stay with me, young people. Amen. He decided I'm going to take some steps. So he did. I'm tired of mama picking out my clothes. Amen. So I think I'll go to the closet myself. Amen. I'm tired. Amen. And my brother's picking, taking up for me. Amen. I'm ready to start fighting my own battles. Amen. That boy began to grow up and mature. Amen. He became his own man. Amen. He's out there taking care of the sheep. All of his brothers are at home. He said, I don't need their help. I'm mature enough to take care of dead sheep all on my own. What I'm about to tell you, young people, David decided to grow up. Amen. He decided to grow up. Amen. And be a man all by himself. Amen. I'm going to talk to you young people tonight, amen, about David, amen. But I must say it this way, amen. I'm going to look at you tonight, and I'm wondering if I'm seeing some Davids in the crowd tonight. I'm wondering if I'm seeing some young ladies with David spirits in the crowd tonight. But I'm afraid. I wonder if these Davids are still in diapers, amen. I wonder if these Davids are still immature. I wonder if they need to be changed every now and then. I wonder if they need to be fed every now and then. I wonder if they need to be picked up every now and then. I wonder if they need somebody else to take up for them every now and then. It don't need to be that way. There comes a point in time, young people, we got to realize it's time to come out of the diapers. It's time to grow up. Amen. It's time to become mature. It's time to be a man. It's time to be a woman. It's time to be mature for God. David in diapers. David in diapers For 17 years, I haven't been changing. Sister Massey's been doing most of the diaper changing in my family. For 17 years, Brother Burdine, I've been buying these things. 17 years. Bless my heart, you're right about that. For 17 years. As I said last night, I'll say it again. Are you going to have any more? If number 9 by chance ever comes along, number 10 is for sure to come, because 9 won't do. You might as well go ahead and have number 10. Amen. But every now and then, you get sick and tired of smelling the diapers. Hello? Don't you get sick of it, young people? Don't you get tired of it? Aren't you sick and tired? Don't you think there comes a time, amen, where I can make, you might laugh with me, there comes a time, young people, where I can make the last change. There comes a time, young people, when we say to ourselves, I'm tired of being David in diapers. I'm tired of being David in diapers. In the valley of Elah, David's brothers have been chosen to go into battle. They're in the valley of Elah. Elah is the valley of oak. Some people called it the valley of turpentine. But in that valley was property that was owned by God's people. How the Philistines came across the borders and were encamping in the land of Judah. Amen, we don't know. But here they are on God's property, facing off with God's people. Amen, the people that God had chosen to be the conquerors. Amen, the people that God had chosen to go in and take the land. The people that God had put His Spirit upon to help them win multitudes of battles. But here they are, the Philistines, in the middle of the valley with a champion standing right down in the middle of that valley named Goliath. Amen, a large man. Amen, he's with his armor on. Amen, with his coat weighing 5,000 shekels of brass. A shekel is a half of an ounce. Amen, his own coat only weighed 156 plus pounds. Amen. Had a spear like a weaver's beam. Amen. A weaver's beam, the minimum size of a weaver's beam was 16 feet long. Amen. Up to 20 something feet long. But the minimum weaver's beam was 16 feet long, was the size of the spear. Amen. The weight, the head of that spear. Amen. I believe it said weighed 600 shekels. Amen. Weighed 600 shekels. Amen. And when you calculate that size, that 600 shekels, amen, the spearhead itself weighed 18 pounds, amen, and 12 ounces, 18 and 3/4 pounds, the spearhead itself, amen. I'm not even talking about the helmet of brass or the greaves around his leg, amen, or the protection around his neck, amen. I'm only talking about a few things, but this man was massive, amen. He was large. Amen. His name was Goliath. Amen. Goliath, the word Goliath means the mantle. Amen. It means the mantle or the glory. Amen. The glory. Amen. But he was also from a city named Gath. Amen. Does anybody know what Gath is? Gath was one of the 5 chief royal cities of the Philistines. It was like one of the capital cities. It was one of the main metropolitan areas of the Philistines. It wasn't just a little town that a big old boy come out of. Amen. This was a man that was in one of the royal cities of the Philistines. Amen. What he was the glory of Gath is what it was. Goliath of Gath. The mantle of Gath. Amen. Because he was a champion. Amen. I want you to understand. Just bear with me, young people. Amen. I want you to understand something with me. He was the glory of Gath. Amen. He was the glory of the Gath. Of one of the chief cities
cities. He was the champion. Amen. But understand, amen, he wasn't going just after trophies. He wasn't going after ribbons. Amen. He wasn't going after a title. Amen. This man, when he got into the circle to fight, amen, he wasn't going after this recognition. Amen. He was going for blood. That's what this man went after. Amen. There wasn't a battle that ever lost. Amen. Every battle he went in, someone would die. But he would always come out alive. Amen. He was a destroyer. Amen. He was a destroyer. Amen. There was tyranny in him. Amen. He brought terror in those, his opponents. Amen. Every time he went into battle, some mama lost a boy. Some wife lost her husband. Every time he went into battle, there was another grave that was dug up and filled in with bones and flesh. Every time this man went into battle, amen, someone shed some tears and a man lost his life. Amen. He was a champion. Amen. And he was there in that valley for 40 long days. Amen. He was the tyrant. Amen. He was taunting. Amen. He was defying the God of the Israelite people. Amen. And Saul in his stature had lost his color. Amen. He is no longer bold. Saul is turned yellow. Amen. And the children of Israel, they are afraid and greatly dismayed. Amen. They've lost their minds. They can't keep their minds well enough to battle. They're hiding behind every rock, every tree. They're hiding behind the tents. When this man comes out, they can't do anything but run. Amen. Their knees shake. They drop their shields. Amen. They drop their courage. They drop their faith. Amen. They're willing to give up their own nation. They can't stand behind their king. All because of a voice in the middle of a valley saying, send me a man. That's all it was. A voice. Amen. Saying, send me a man. Attached to some flesh. Saying, send me a man. But they lost their courage and let it stay there for 40 long days. 40 days. 40 days. Send me a man. Ow! Oh! That's all he said. Send me a man. And they'd run. They'd run. Send me a man. They'd run. The terror. The shaking. The dismay. His brothers. Amen. He's there among the fearful. And David is sent by his father. Stay with me, please. David is sent by his father to be a delivery boy. I want you to deliver an ephah of parched corn and 10 loaves of bread. He's a bread man. He's delivering dried corn and bread. That's what he is. Understand, though, something. He has now been dismissed from the court of Saul. He had been playing his harp in the court of Saul, but now he is dismissed. Amen. He didn't get so proud to say, I'm not a delivery man. I'm better than a delivery man. You ain't going to make me no delivery man. I'm better than being a shepherd. Amen. I've been in the court of the king. You ain't going to tell me what to do. Amen. I got better things. I'm not going to be no stupid delivery. That's crazy. You're going to pay me to do something like that. Amen. No, he didn't. Amen. He obeyed his father. He took that corn, amen, he took that bread, he took that chariot, amen, and he gets there on the scene, he salutes his brethren, he gets down in the trench, and it gets all over him, amen, he sees those men in array, amen, they're all in position, they're ready for a battle, amen, he's a shepherd, he's a delivery man, he's a harp player, amen, he's been watching some sheep, but something moves upon David. I don't know if he's ever done this before, amen, but David, he's not going to sing this note. He's going to shout a note out. Amen. He shouts for the battle. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. Amen. He don't sing to Saul. He don't pluck a string on that harp. Amen. He's not going to write a song. Amen. He sees this battle in position. Amen. And something gets in his beating harp and his heart. Amen. And he starts shouting out for battle. Wow! We can do it, guys. Wow! We need to go into this battle. battle. Delay not another day. Is there not a cause? This is our opportunity for God. We can win this thing. He's in that trench. Something's got a hold of David. He was a shepherd, but now he's a soldier. Are you listening to me? He was a shepherd, but now he's a soldier. But his brothers are angry. They're supposed to be shepherds, but they're acting like sheep. Amen. They're the ones that are scared. They're saying, what are you doing here? Go back to those few sheep. They're trying to give a shepherd some advice on being a shepherd. But the shepherd is standing in a trench, and he's wanting to be a soldier. Hallelujah. He's ready to grow up. I said he's ready to grow up. Are you young men here tonight? He's tired of being a shepherd. He's ready to grow up for God. Who is this man that comes out? What's going to happen to this man? What's going to happen to the man that defeats this uncircumcised Philistine? I tell you what's going to happen. The Saul, the king, is going to give his daughter to the one that slays, to the shepherd. Under the soul, it says, I'm ready to grow up. It's going to turn from a shepherd to a soldier to a king. To be part of the royal family. To be set free. His father's house will be free in Israel. See, the taunting was, Goliath told them, come out and fight with me, and if we overcome you, you overcome us, we'll be your servants. But if we overcome you, you will be our servants. And nobody wants to be a slave. Are you hearing me? Nobody wants to be a slave. Nobody wants to be under oppression. And I feel tonight, some of you are feeling like you're sick and tired of being a slave. You're sick and tired of being under that oppression. You're sick and tired of the last 40 days, the last 40 moments, the last 40 times. You're sick and tired of the fear that echoes in your heart every time that voice arises. Every time a threat comes, you're sick and tired of running behind that same old rock. Amen. Nobody wants to be a slave. I said nobody. Does anybody in the building want to be a slave? Who wants to be free tonight? Amen. Let just stay with me tonight. Amen. Nobody wants to be a slave. Amen. I don't want to be a slave. Amen. I want to be victorious for God. Amen. He says, why comest thou hither? Amen. Why do you come here? Amen. What are you doing down here? Amen. David, amen, is ready to grow up. Amen. I said it to you the other night, young people. Amen. It's ridiculous. Amen. To see a grown man, amen, sit in front of a video game all day long. Say amen to that again. I'll repeat it again. I said it the other night. Young men, you'd think it's crazy if you went home and mama was sitting in the middle of the living room floor. With Cabbage Patch dolls and Barbie dolls and strawberry shortcake dolls. And Ken and Barb shopping kit. You'd think it's ridiculous if mama sat there and the dishes are piled up and the home's disarrayed and the food, amen, is still in the freezer. Amen. She's not done anything at all for days. Is she still there changing diapers on baby dolls? You'd think it's crazy, wouldn't you? But it's okay for some reason. I don't know why. Our society says it's okay for us to come home and dad be on a computer making Lego houses, building fake imaginary towns and cities and fortresses, playing with army men, driving imaginary cars, flying imaginary planes, fighting imaginary wars for hours upon end while he's got a family to raise and a job. We think it's okay. It's normal. It ain't normal. Amen. You got a family with some boys and girls in it. By the time the girls are 12 and 13 years old or younger, they're changing diapers, they're washing dishes, and boys are sitting around. Boy, come on, I do this trash. Wait just a minute. I about got it. I got the high score. Now we. And it's okay. Grow up. One time we were out in California visiting a church. I think we had Timothy and Titus and Cherith. We had some time to take a break, so Sister Massey and myself went down to a convenience store, and we were all standing, me and her and Cherith was standing outside, and I'd been holding Cherith in my... I've been holding Cherith in my arms, and Cherith had her pacifier. They didn't see us outside. We were around the corner. I kind of lost my position, and I didn't know exactly where the church was at. I knew it was in walking distance. So I walked into the, and I didn't realize I'd done this till I went outside. I walked in and said, y'all know the church is down there? I'm looking for the Riverdale church down here. Y'all know where it's at? I never knew it, Brother Burdine. I had my little girl's pacifier in my mouth, walked into a strange place, a strange man. Well, I got a pacifier. That looks ridiculous, don't it? Grow up. Grow up. Am I saying everything that's involved with video games is sin in itself? No, I'm not. But neither is crawling on the floor. But he had to grow up and walk. Neither is feeding yourself. And neither is having someone feed you. But at some point in time, unless something's missing up here, you got to take the first bite on your own. Young ladies, young men, David, he got tired, amen, of that 40 days. He got tired of seeing his brothers there for 40 days. Amen, I'm going to take this pacifier out of my mouth. That baby's going to wake up in a minute, and she's going to really need it, believe me. Amen. He got tired of seeing that. He says, I know I've been a shepherd. I know I've been a singer. Amen. I know I've been doing these. I even know how to play a harp, but it's my opportunity to grow up. Amen. I want to be a soldier. I want to be a soldier. I want to fight a battle. Amen. His first big battle was against the biggest giant. Amen. I want to talk to you a little bit about his size. Amen. There was a man named John Middleton. Amen. Josephus tells us about a man named John Middleton. Amen. John Middleton was so large. He was a tall, lanky man. Amen. I believe it was 9'6" tall was how big he was. Amen. But this man is so large. His hand was 18 inches from the base of his palm to the tip of his fingertips. 18 inches. Amen. And the width of his hand was 8 inches wide, just across the palm. But John Middleton was not a champion. He was just a normal man with extraordinary size. Amen. But this Goliath, he's massive. And David, he's minute. I want you to hear me tonight. Amen. Goliath is massive. David is minute. But Goliath stood in the wrong circle on this day. He stood in a winning circle for many years, but this was the wrong place. Amen. Goliath was in the valley of Elah. Amen. He was in God's country. Amen. He was in Judah's country. And he was facing off with the wrong boy this time. Amen. He was facing off with the wrong one. While Goliath was in Elah, David was in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? Amen. While Goliath was in Eli. David was in God. Amen. David wasn't down in that valley. He said, you come to me with a spear and a sword and a shield, but I come to you in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I come to you in the name of the Lord. Amen. That's where David was dwelling. He wasn't in the valley. He wasn't on that mountainside. He was in the presence of God. You want to overcome a giant? Find yourself in God. Get out of fear. Get in God. Amen. Get out of doubt. Get in God. Get out of weakness. Get in God. Young men, we can get in God tonight. Brother Turner, I want you to open up your Bible. Open up your Bible, Brother Turner, to Psalms chapter 91. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee. I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, to the wild beast of the earth, and that all may know that there is a God in Israel. Hallelujah. Young person, if you'll get in God, God will get in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you'll find yourself lost in the presence of God, amen, God will get in your school. Amen, God will get in your schooling. God will get into your problems with you. Amen. Daniel, he wasn't in a fiery. He wasn't in the lion's den. He was in God first, and God went in the lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wasn't in the fiery furnace first. They were in God. Amen. And God went into the fiery furnace with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, family, we don't have those financial problems as bad as long as we'll have God go into the bank with us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let God get into our finances. Let God get into the sickness. Amen. He come to me. You come to me with a spear and a sword. But I got something to tell you, Goliath. God made the elements of that sword. God made the leather on your back. God made the brass that's on your shoulders. God made the wood that's in that weaver's beam. God made the iron that's in that spear. As a matter of fact, Goliath, God made you. How you left that to me, young person. Amen. You can overcome the battles in your life if you let God in it. I want you to stop. Where's he at? Brother Turner. I want you to stop at verse 10. Two, three. Help me along here. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Are you dwelling in the secret place, young people? Shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall guide thee, cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, or for the arrow, is that right? Amen, the terror of the night, or for the arrow that flieth by day, or for the destruction, destruction that wasteth at noonday. Help me out, brother.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, yes. Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. I'm afraid to face this Goliath, that Goliath can't get any closer to you than what God would let him. Are you listening to me? I wish I had a sling. I do. Amen. Goliath won't get any closer to you, young person, than what God, His voice might can echo across that valley. Amen. But he can't get any closer to you, amen, than what God would let him. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only thou with thine eyes shalt thou behold and receive the reward of the wicked. Because, is that next? Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, thy habitation.
Come on, preacher.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, thy habitation. Brother Nathan, I'm going to tell you tonight, brother, keep dwelling in his habitation. Find yourself in the habitation of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Go down to that valley, but let God be your habitation. Go into that battle, but let God be your habitation. Amen. Go into that problem, but let God be your habitation. It's like a home. It's like a living room. It's like a place. There's a place in God. There's a place in God. I can get in His presence. I can get in the habitation of the Holy in the midst of the greatest battles.
Right.
Come
on, preacher, go.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, thy habitation. Thy habitation. Sister Massey, if you'll come, you say, young person, I can't do it. You say, Brother Massey, I've dealt with this lust. I've dealt with this doubt. I've dealt with this rebellion. You don't understand, Brother Massey. You don't understand. I got a feeling, Brother Massey, I'm going to grow old. Be a baby. We got folks in this building. You're an adult in stature. But you're a big baby. We got 18-year-old babies in here. I'm not trying to make enemies here. I need you. You're my brother. One day I'm going to need you to pray for me. I need you to pray for me right now. You're saying, I can't do it. You're saying, I can't do it. You said, I won't fight. I'm going to be like David's brothers. I'm going to call you this. Don't be a couch potato Christian. I won't get involved. I'm not going to fight. I won't draw nigh to God. I won't shun the world. I'm tired of trying to avoid the very appearance of evil. I'm tired of coming out from among them. I'm tired of fleeing. You're a couch potato Christian. What do you mean, Brother Massey? Y'all know what a couch potato Christian is, don't you? I got some sleepy Christians tonight. Praise the Lord. You know what a couch potato is, don't you? You know what a couch potato is? It's this. Go! Throw the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball. Run, run, run. Run, tackle him, tackle him, tackle him, tackle him. Ah! Foul, 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 foul. You see that? He fell. Ref, you got your eyes closed, ref. You're blind. You should have seen that. You know what I'm doing, don't you? Go to home, go to home, go to home, go to home. Here's one we have here. Please don't get upset with me, brothers. Preach, 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 preach. Preach! Couch potato Christians. We got a battle we're facing. We got a battle. Somebody say amen. We got a battle we're facing. 40 long days. 40 long days. Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith God. Hallelujah. Young people, it's time to rise. It's time to rise up and tell Goliath, this is your last circle. Amen. This is your last battle. Young man, it's time to tell God, God, I want to change. I want to change for good. Amen. I want to grow up. Amen. I want to be mature. I want to come down out of that valley. Amen. I want to come out dancing. Amen. I want to come out of that valley with a head in my hand. Amen. Give me the head of Goliath. Give me the head of that battle I've been facing. Amen. God is able to help us win the battle. Amen. You know what David did? Praise God. I ain't got a mannequin head here. He comes out of that mannequin, out of that valley. He's got a head in his hand. You know what he's doing, Brother Tyrone? He's dancing. I think he's dancing. I think he's excited. Amen. The people are dancing. The tambourines are playing. Amen. The women are singing. Amen. Saul has slain his thousands, but David has slain his 10,000. David has come up out of that valley. Everybody stop their moaning. Everybody stop their groaning. And David come up out of that place with that Goliath. Tear that up. He's shaking out. His hand, what he's doing. He's dancing with a dead head. He's dancing with a dead head. David, I don't want to be in diapers. I don't want to be in diapers. I want to grow up for God. Hallelujah. Stand with me all over the building. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. What does it say there? Verse 10 or verse 11, Brother Turner. What does it say there? Are you still over here? He left me. The rapture. No, I'm here. Praise God. Hallelujah. He shall give his angels charge over thee. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Is that what it says?
Let's see here. Verse 11.
Yes.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee
in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Is that right. What that says?
Yep.
What's the next verse say?
Thou shalt tread
upon the lion. Hold a minute. Hold on a minute. Amen. And they shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down their enemies. You know what valiantly means? First tread means to trample, to smear, to stomp. Valiantly means to twist or to dance. Hey, you know what David was doing? He was dancing. He was dancing on the enemy. Praise God. Everybody else was afraid. But now stop trample on the lion and the adder. I tell you what, God is able to give you victory. God is able to give you victory. You can dance with God tonight. Tread upon the lion and the adder.
The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him.
I will honor him.
I will set him on high.
Hallelujah.
Because he hath known my name.
My name. Hallelujah. That's it, right?
No, still more.
Whoa, praise God.
Like a little more?
I want a little more.
All right, a little bit more. Here we go.
How about
he shall call upon me, and I will answer him.
Answer him.
I will
answer him.
Be with him
in trouble. Young person, have you called on God this week? Have you called on God this week? Have you called on the name of the Lord of hosts this week? I will answer him.
Yeah.
I will be with him
in
trouble.
Yeah.
I will be with him in trouble.
Hallelujah.
My young person. You can win the battle. You can take Goliath. You can take the giant. Because God is my habitation.
Glory, hallelujah.
I think I'll take some time to praise the Lord, for He has been, the Lord's been mighty good to me.
I'll take some time to praise the Lord, thank Him for saving me.
Young person,
I'll take some time to praise the Lord, for He has been good to me.
I think I'll take some time to praise the Lord, for He has been good to me.
I want to thank Him.
Thank you, Jesus.